This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
2024 was a big election year, and of course the biggest, the presidential election. President Biden and former President Trump easily winning their Texas primaries and eventually collecting enough votes to earn their party's nomination. But before we got there, this race took two big turns. The first came in rural Butler, Pennsylvania, where gunmen opened fire at a Trump rally.
They just tried to kill President Trump.
Gunshots at the Trump rally.
Yep, the police are on the way.
Well,
there.
You better get over here quick. We are at the Trump assembly, and there's a guy shooting. He's been shooting up the place.
Days later, Mr. Trump discussing the shooting.
I heard a loud whizzing sound and felt something hit me really, really hard on my right ear.
While the bullet clipped him, two others were seriously wounded, one killed. The second big turn in this election came not long after that, when Joe Biden bent to Democrats, worried about his age.
You know, in recent weeks, it's become clear to me that I need to unite my party in this critical endeavor. So I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation.
Vice President Kamala Harris picked up the torch, fought the good fight, but on November 5th, it was Donald Trump who won the presidential election. Moving on to the race for Senate, between Democrat Colin Allred and Republican incumbent Ted Cruz. It was one of the most expensive congressional races ever. The two combined to raise more than $166 million. Allred running on women's rights, Cruz painting him as too liberal for Texas. And when the dust cleared and the votes were counted, Cruz won. And Allred graciously accepting defeat.
It shouldn't be remarkable to have to admit defeat. But in today's politics, it's becoming rarer and rarer. And I was inspired to run partly because of what I saw on January 6th. What happened when people lie about a free and fair election because they weren't happy with the results.
Cruz addressing his supporters, noting one of his big campaign promises.
When I return to the Senate, I carry with me not just a victory, but a mandate. From the people of Texas, we must secure the border.
Republicans again did well across Texas, winning all of the statewide races. They expanded their majority in the state house by flipping two seats in historically Democratic border districts. And the Latino vote continued its move to the right. Starr, Hidalgo, and Cameron counties, all along the Texas-Mexico border, all 90% Latino, all voting red.
Family values is very important. The fact that he wants to help the middle class.
About deportation and the speechment that he always give about sending people back, I think he's right because he only talks about illegal immigration.
The next big election will be for Speaker of the Texas House. Dade Phelan announcing he won't seek that position again. Now the race appears to be between Representatives David Cook and Dustin Burroughs. So while this was a big election year with the legislature convening in mid-January, it won't be long before we see more political wrangling and big votes expected on, among other things, school vouchers. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.